Now, you've just told me about a really special letter that you've got from your uncle.
Yes, it's a letter we've had in our family for over 60 years. My uncle, Dubrig, was a doctor and a captain in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Crossed over to France, D-Day plus 13, went through France and entered Germany in April 45, and he was amongst the first into Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. He was 28 years old, and I've got the letter written home a few weeks after.
And what does it say?
It's written in blue ink, short little note, tells a little bit about the place, surrounded by trees, doesn't go into much detail. But he went to the hospital area, which I remember him saying made him feel sick. And he said he wouldn't get much sleep that night. And the letter is dotted with splotches, which I presume were tears as he wrote it. He was 28 years old. And I remember my auntie saying he had a breakdown, and he had nightmares every night for 2 years after that.
And did he ever talk to you about it? Was it something that he was able to talk about afterwards, or that he just locked away?
No, I never heard him mention it, although before he emigrated to Canada, we were at his house having a meal one evening, and my father brought up the subject, said, "We still had your letter you wrote from there," and I just saw his face visibly change, and he said, "God," he said, "why do you want to keep that for?" And I just, you know, like horror on his face, I cringed. I thought, oh. So.
And you've got another letter that you kept from him, which is very special to you.
Yes, it's his daughter lived in Canada for 30 years, and then his son went. So my aunt and my uncle decided to go as well. They'd been on holiday, and at the age of 70, they both emigrated to Ontario. And he's hoping to have 10 years out there, and he had 12, and sadly had cancer of the neck. And the day before, he was quite ill. And the day before he died, he asked my auntie for a piece of paper because he wanted to write a note to me. Although he had a wife living there and two children and grandchildren, he thought of me in that time of his life. And it's just a small little note scribbled, and the writing gets worse at the end, and he doesn't even sign it. Now, those two letters are my most treasured possessions because of the love and the thought that went into them.